And welcome to Generation Goat number 24. I am E. Christopher Clark from GeekForce5.com, and with me as always is John Martin of Shlisten.com, who is in complete disbelief that I just did that without
screwing up. That was good. That was much better. I felt like I was smiling and that was going to just ruin it. Chris is going to laugh. Think of dead kittens.
I did nearly lose my shit when I looked up at the video here and saw you grinning. I was like, oh fuck, what am I supposed to say next?
Well done. You got it all out there. Although I gotta say, if you can't remember that little script by now, you're really, really boned when it comes to your play next month.
Yes. No, so yeah, I've been working a lot on the play, and most of the challenges have been met. I'm mostly off book except for the speeches, which aren't even really speeches. They're a paragraph or two here or there. Uh-huh. And I have learned the chords, for the song that I'm supposed to play. So I can do a somewhat more simplified, but still cool version of it.
Nice.
And really the last technical hurdle to get over is the fact that I have to do a scene with my shirt off.
You can do it, man. You're like all thin and stuff now.
Yeah. You know, and I
wouldn't hate you this much if it wasn't going to be okay.
Okay. So, yeah, that's the last technical hurdle to get over. But, yeah, the speeches, if I can't remember how to introduce Generation Goat, you're probably right. I'm gonna mess something up somewhere.
And I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Just like with a certain former keyboardist friend of ours. I will be there in that audience to go, you suck, dude.
Hopefully you can just tell me I suck afterwards.
And I don't know. I think at that moment it would be awkward enough that the audience would appreciate it.
It's pretty small theater. Is it smaller than the one at Bradford? That's hard to put my finger on.
It is.
I think, yeah. The room is definitely smaller. It might seat more people, slightly more.
Maybe.
It's sort of raised, like one set of raised sort of rafters or whatever.
But you had the potential to seat a lot more in that room at Bradford. They just did. So,
Didn't do that. So play's coming up. So that's what I've been up to. What about you?
Well, going back to the play thing, though, like, I mean, as I said, you know, before, and I think that people on this podcast will back us up. I think that the tension you're feeling with taking your shirt off can be mitigated by a simple ad lib. Just a simple, this one's for the ladies. Because that won't ruin dramatic tension at all.
No, not at all.
I think you should try it at rehearsal tonight.
Well, I have rehearsal tomorrow, so I'll try it tomorrow.
I think you should try it.
But I am drunk in that scene, or my character is drunk in that scene. So, you know, it's not that much of a stretch.
Then get drunk. Get actually drunk.
Get actually drunk and see if I start saying, this is for the ladies.
I think it could work.
This is for the fellows.
Yeah, just go with it. You know, draw the line at the thong song. But, you know, I think you'd be all right.
Yeah.
What have I been up to? I've been up to nothing. What have I done? I went to Providence, took a really geeky class on something called XSLT, which is a way of transforming XML documents into other types of documents for various web purposes.
Cool.
Which was kind of fun, as much as you wouldn't think that was fun. And that was in Providence, so got to hang out. And it was weird, because I hadn't spent any time in that neighborhood in Providence since, like, 1998.
Mm.
97, 98, like, when I was still going out with Laura.
Yeah.
And so it was really weird, because she went to RISD for a summer program once.
Right.
And it was very weird being there, because everywhere I went, I was like, I've seen that. Oh, right. And I felt like positively haunted the whole time I was there. So I finally had to like send her a text message and be like, "I'm in Providence, and everywhere I go, you're there, but you're not there. What gives?"
The ghost of Laura.
Yeah, it was very strange. So we had a nice chat later in that day, and it was I felt better about being in Providence, but it was weird because it was like I'm looking at the cinema on Thayer Street, and I'm like, the last time I saw that, it said Chasing Amy on it.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
You know, it just blew my mind.
That's at least, is that, that's not 15. Is that 15 years?
A while ago. Yeah, it blew my mind. So I was just like, okay, all right. But it was all right. We met up last week and I felt better. But yeah, it was very strange. So, and I'm just, I should point out, because I'm sure she'll listen, that I'm really grateful that Nora is like understanding about these things, because some people would be like, I see. But for me, it was more of just a deja vu kind of feeling rather than a, oh no, the love of my life feeling, you know? So I just need to, yeah.
Well, I think we're both in possession. That's the, I'm gonna get. Well, luckily, my wife doesn't
Way to carry the
listen to
haunting
this.
theme. Well,
But luckily, we're both with women who are pretty understanding. Some of the things that I have to do in this play are things that a less understanding spouse would.
don't you slap a child?
There is that. No, there's no slapping of children. There is groping. There is partial nudity.
Nice.
There's lots of interesting stuff that a less secure person would probably have a problem with.
Just need to point out, kids, that Skinemax costs way more than Chris's play.
It does. It does. Come see my play, September 2nd through the 18th.
That's right.
I actually remembered that.
Nicely done. Just throw that line in when you forget one of your other lines.
September 2nd through the 18th. What's that?
I'm talking about my dead parents. I know. My parents died September 2nd through the 18th.
It was a long, drawn-out process.
It was a Shakespearean death. They staggered around for quite some time. Damn it.
It's kind of like the death in the last. Wow, no, that was not. I was gonna say the last play that I was in before doing steampunk last year was a play called Lady Audley's Secret, but in fact I did one in between then. But anyway, in Lady Audley's Secret, I had played a character, Luke Marks. It was a 19th century melodrama, and I died at least twice, maybe three times.
Nice.
So,
third time is a charm, I'm told, with the whole death thing.
I
I
did
died
do.
once.
You did?
I did when I was three. I was dead for about a minute and a half.
How was that?
Not memorable. No, I nearly drowned, and then my father saved me, and I got pneumonia, and then I developed this very, very, very high fever, and I have this very vague memory of being in the hospital and actually being like thrust into a tub of ice. And yeah, according to my dad, I actually wasn't alive for about a minute.
That explains so much.
It does, but apart from the brain death, like, you only die once. So, done.
Done. No. Wow.
I'm invincible now.
I know a Highlander.
That's right. Yeah, that must have been it. Because he also went under some water and then.
That's true.
Booyah.
Booyah, Grandma.
They're remaking Highlander.
They're remaking everything.
They're actually remaking that movie, and it's weird because it's not a great movie,
No.
but I don't want them to screw it up.
Yeah, no. I mean, they've already screwed it up by, the movies that came after it. The TV series, not so much, which
TV
just
series was okay.
was
It had
good.
a
It just
couple good
convoluted the
seasons.
continuity a little bit.
Yeah, it had it, but it did have a couple good seasons. And yeah, they need to. Yeah,
They need to not remake Highlander. They need to not, re regardless of what you think of it, they need to not remake Dirty Dancing. Like, they need to
Oh
not
yeah.
remake Footloose. Like, just stop.
Ugh.
Like,
This.
you can appreciate those films on a certain level, I think, even if you really don't like them or you hate them on a certain level. And there, but at least there's passion there, right? But a Footloose remake, like, just no.
They're remaking War Games too.
Oh, please, no.
Look at that. Look at that. I totally took a shot in the dark. I looked up IMDb. Short Circuit Remake 2013.
Oh,
Are
God.
you kidding me?
Who's going to design the robot this time? It was di I remember this was one of the claims to fame, or one of my dad worked at Digital way back then, and they made Digital had something to do with the making of Johnny Number Five. So.
Unbelievable. Who are you, director Tim Hill, and why are you doing this?
Well, I mean, he's just the hired gun. It's whoever owns the rights, the
He
whatever,
has
right?
directed such epics as the SpongeBob SquarePants TV show, which is animated. Great.
Wonderful.
Great.
Well, so that's entertainment that's bugging us, but speaking of entertainment that's not bugging us, been thinking about Spotify a lot lately, which I think hadn't quite landed in the States when we last podcast, and now
Yeah.
it's here.
Although, you know what's funny about that? I logged in. I tried to log in, and it was like, you already have an account. Like, oh, I signed up in the UK like 2 years ago and forgot about this.
So did it allow you to have an account in both countries, or did you have to sign up again?
It worked out fine. Like, I logged in to my UK account, and then I changed the country to US. But you can change it whenever you want. So if things aren't available in your country, I heartily suggest you log in, go to your account settings, and change it to UK and see what happens.
All right.
It's like with iTunes. Like, if I had a normal iTunes account in the UK while I was at school there, like a UK account, I wouldn't have been able to buy almost any of the TV shows I wanted. As soon as I changed it, to US and left it the way it was supposed to be, I could buy anything I wanted.
I didn't think I was gonna like Spotify. It turned me off sort of at first. The sound quality didn't seem like it was as good, but I've lately found stuff that I want to listen to once,
Right.
but I don't necessarily need to own. In this case, the Harry Potter soundtrack, I wanted to listen to it while I wrote my review of it, and the Captain America soundtrack, which I wanted to listen to while I wrote a review of that. And I found the other thing that I really like is the social part where you can see other people's playlists.
Yeah. You know it makes all your playlists default, like public by default, right?
Oh yeah, so I have some embarrassing shit up
I'm
there,
just
for
throwing
sure.
that out there.
I mean, be friends with me on Spotify, and you will see the unabashed
But you
bad
know that
taste.
Decemberist is your top artist instead of like, Katy Perry, so.
I do because I don't own any Decemberists, so I went into Spotify and I listened to a bunch of Decemberists.
But Pink is there, rounding out the bottom there.
Yeah,
And I don't know what that second one is. What is that?
what is that second one? I don't know. I
It's,
don't have it open right now.
oh, that's your Harry Potter soundtrack.
That had like 27 tracks on it. So I mean, I haven't been in there a ton. One thing I noticed today was that it is smart enough to know when you mute, at least on the Mac. So it, if you try to mute it during a commercial, the commercial will just pause.
Oh my God, is it possible that my Spotify top artists are more embarrassing than yours?
But is it
Crap.
not so see, but Spotify is a reflection of what you wouldn't what you don't already own,
I
right?
asked
If
it.
you already owned it, you would have it in Winamp or whatever. I would have it in iTunes, and that's where it would appear.
I actually asked it to stop talking to Last.fm because, inside secret, over the course of the last week, I went on a bender for really cheesy stuff that I love. So, like, I loaded up on Genesis and then Queen and then what did I say on
Wait,
Twitter?
did you say queen or ween?
Queen.
Okay.
On Twitter, I on August 7th, I said, "Ooh, it's Queen o'clock," and then later that evening, in the narrative of my evening, I find this sentence: "Things took an unfortunate turn at Air Supply."
I remember that tweet.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've listened to any Air Supply other than the Air Supply Christmas album, which my parents,
Ooh.
even then, it's been a long time since I heard.
Ooh.
I think my mom had that one.
Ouch.
It's her birthday today, so
I am all out of love for that. Oh my God, it's here in Spotify. So,
the Christmas album.
yep, Air Supply, the Christmas album.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Okay, I'll listen to that after.
But so we've been listening to a lot of Spotify. Kind of, sort of. You said you had, before we started talking, that you had an anecdote or anecdotes about
It
Spotify, or
was
what?
probably concerning Air Supply.
Okay, right.
But I gotta say, it's been interesting digging around in that thing,
Yeah.
because oh my God.
The stuff that you'll find.
I never, yeah, I've never had the experience really of being able to say, I heard this song once when I was six. Let's see. Ah, there it is. It's weird though, like some of the artists that you would expect to not be participating, like Metallica is not in Spotify, for instance. But then, like some, like Joanna Newsom is not in Spotify at all, which is a little strange. And yeah, I don't know. It's weird how that works. And then what doesn't make any sense to me is that, okay, so the other day I wanted to listen to Use Your Illusion 2 by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Just did. Deal with it, people. And the first one that came up, three of the tracks were not available in the US. But then it came up again later on. Like, sometimes there are multiple copies of the albums because there are multiple releases, and they were all
Yeah.
available. And it was like, well, Spotify, can't you just collapse the two items and make a complete album rather than having to force me to make a playlist?
That would be nice.
And, like, sometimes it'll say, like, I don't know, just pick an example. Like, you can't listen to Don't Cry. And you're like, oh, that sucks. And then you'll look in Guns N' Roses' greatest hits. Oh, I can listen to it right here.
Yeah.
So, what are you really preventing me from doing?
Yeah, I don't understand the way some of these licensing deals are worked out and whatnot. It's all record company bullshit.
But anyway, so if kids, if you haven't listened to Spotify, check it out. And if you do check out Spotify, there are several things. I think one is called like Mutify or something, which will automatically run in your tray, and when the ads come on, just mutes them. Just
See,
keep
how
them.
does it do that? Because I tried muting today, and it literally paused the ad, and then the next time I hit mute, it just picked right back up
I don't
from.
know, but it works. So, or Hidify maybe is what it was. It was one of those kinds of things. But it was on Lifehacker. Just look for Spotify plugins, you'll find it. It was pretty sweet. Also, it removed the blinking text ads completely as well. So it's like ad block for Spotify.
There is a part of me that thought if I had more disposable income, that would actually consider subscribing.
$5 a month is pretty reasonable for that much music.
Does the $5 a month one allow you to play it on your mobile? I can't remember.
Yes, but not offline.
Gotcha. Okay. So you need to go up to $10 a month to play it on the mobile offline.
But, it's not too bad. I mean, it depends on your music buying habits, I suppose.
Right.
And then it depends on Spotify's catalog. I think for a lot of people, actually, Spotify would be perfectly sufficient and they could,
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
So the big
Right.
news, is that,
17 and a half minutes in.
right, is that talk about burying the lead, is that there will be an appearance by me at the very least, and by, I'm not even sure what to call it. We're going to do some sort of podcasting thing at PodCamp, I think.
I
But we're not
think
do
it generically fits under the Generation Goat umbrella.
yes and so we're not doing a session like last year.
No. My mock funeral is over.
Yes.
Chris will not have to exclaim, "I love my dead gay son."
No, I won't. There's just going to be, because PodCamp's been reduced to one day, to make it a little bit more convenient for everyone who wants to just come up for one day, maybe explore the White Mountains or whatever afterwards. So all the podcasting, like watch us podcast things, are just going to be done over lunch, and so we'll have a presence there,
That's
and
right.
it'll be pretty cool. There's a kind of a challenge we want to put forth, though, right? I
That's
mean,
true.
and to a specific another podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something. What? Oh God, I don't listen to their crap. What is it called? Is this Edge of the Universe or
There,
Outsiders?
the outs outside. There's something.
Monkey ciders,
Monkey ciders.
apple cider.
Apple cider. I don't remember.
Way ciders?
Maybe. No.
No, that's right, dude.
Waysiders? Yeah. I think we should throw down the gauntlet and ask one of them fools to come to PodCamp and you know, have a podcast throwdown with us. See who comes out on top.
Yeah. It actually probably will involve you and RT sitting awkwardly next to each other, like, dude, do you want to do your podcast or my podcast, or what are we gonna do?
That's probably what it will involve, yeah.
We told people we were gonna like throw down. Yeah. Maybe we should just tell them we couldn't record it. Yeah. That'll work. Yeah. But it'll be fun. So we know that our friends over at the Waysiders have been wanting to, mix it up with us for a while. So see you at PodCamp, suckers. Not me personally, because I got stuff to do. But well, actually, I don't know if I have stuff to do. I have last year I couldn't come because of my dissertation, because I was supposed to be finishing, and then I did finish, and then I had an exam, and they said, "Can you just write it over?" So I'm doing that. And guess what? It's the same time of year, folks, and
So this
still
year,
doing it.
you're still writing your dissertation.
Still doing it. I will never be done. I'm actually contemplating just taking the cyanide capsule at this point.
Which tooth do you store the cyanide capsule in?
I would say like right here, kind of behind your R-teeth, sort of way to grow.
Right.
Like kind of up towards your molars, but because you want to be able to get like a good solid bite. You don't want to like get a little bit of cyanide
And then
and then
just
risk
eating too
like
fast.
paralyzing your face and not getting all the cyanide.
Right. Good
So,
point. Good point.
yeah.
That should be a how-to article.
Helpful tips from Generation Goat for the kids.
5 ways to kill yourself.
It's like the worst G.I. Joe like ad ever. Did you know, kids? You can kill yourself. Yeah, it's just not good. It's G.I. Joe? It's just no, not. So PodCamp New Hampshire, which is registration opens at the horrible hour of 8:30 in the morning until 5:30.
Five-ish, yeah. I think it ends at 5, and then there's a an after party about one exit up at I forget the place.
And how
Five.
would the people find PodCamp New Hampshire information?
PodCampNH.com or .org. I always get that
Damn
mixed up.
you.
I'm an ass. .com.
Fail.
Fail. You know. Yeah.
PodCampNH.com. So go there and show up. There's all kinds of cool stuff going on that day. So if you're even remotely interested in podcasting, go check
Yeah,
it out.
it's a good place to be. I will be doing
And there are free tote bags.
that's what I hear.
So come on.
I'll be doing something called creative writing for social media addicts and the chronically busy.
Nice.
I haven't started it yet, but it's going to
Awesome.
be awesome.
It's gonna be cool. Come down and watch Chris forget his lines. It's like a
Yes,
preview of next month.
a preview of next month. Yeah, absolutely.
Free door prize to the person who says, "Dude, you suck," during his presentation.
What would the door prize be? That's a good question. I'll
A
have to
little
think about
statue of Ken Mills.
A copy of the debut and only single of the Ken Mills Experience.
Right. And maybe with special rare from the vault B-side, Faded Memories. Somewhere Andy's face just went. And
Oh no, we would.
no, we wouldn't.
No, we wouldn't. All right,
That's just
so
I'm kids when we're alone. And
yeah, right.
yeah, if you want to hear a high school band at its worst. Actually, you could do that with any of our shows, but like really, really for serious at its worst. Yeah, check out our Faded Memories recording.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if I have a recording. I have it on video. That's right, I have it on video.
I might have something somewhere. I'm not sure. I have a couple of audio tapes, but I have a bunch of audio tapes, in fact, but no tape player.
Oh,
So,
well, bring them here.
yeah, we'll go through them. Somewhere in there is supposed to be, although I cannot find it, so maybe my dad has a copy, the episode of my not high school, my college radio show that that you and my dad did. But you know, in the process, I found that there was another one that
Ooh.
you came up and did. You and Ken came up for one. And
Yeah.
I was like, I completely forgot about that. So I have that one, but I don't have the one where
Huh.
you and
Kind of
my
want to
dad
hear
came
it
up.
now.
Yeah, it would be fun to go back and listen to it. I'm sure there's tons of shitty music on it, but
Yeah, but come on.
the speaking parts might be worthwhile.
I just want to hear it.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. All right. Well, so yeah, there's a mini goat, PodCamp New Hampshire. Chris will be there.
Yeah.
Go there, heckle him.
Yes,
And
please do.
are we gonna goat again for real at some point?
Yeah, I think we'll whatever comes out of PodCamp will be next. That'll be 25, right?
25.
Since 24, and so number 26 will come out. I think that should happen sometime before the play, and then number 27 can just be the one where we kill ourselves.
Nice. We could do that during the play. I could sneak a microphone in and like a bomb. And I could just run up on stage. Ah, no groping. Do the intro.
I represent the West whatever Baptist Church.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Lollipop Guild.
them too.
That's very strange. My brain went straight. You said I represent, and my brain went straight there. That's why I suck at business. Hi, Mr. Martin. It's very nice to meet you. I represent, yes, the Lollipop Guild. And pleased to meet you, sir. Is that a joke about my height? Oh, shit. Happens every time.
Time.
All right. So, yeah, there will be more goat. Probably, like, organized goat.
Yeah.
Unless the Republicans outlaw organized goat. I don't know. Whatever.
It's a distinct possibility. You know, elephants do not like goats.
That's true. But until then, go see Chris on Saturday, and maybe they'll call me. Maybe I'll
Maybe.
still be there disembodied, like always.
That'd be awesome.
So, all right, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.
Bye.
Tomorrow could bring. Say that I was so wrong. I want you to come.